Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, where we were discussing the issue of what's the ikr, the beginning or the end. And we related that to schar shatchanis, who gets the money? The person who started the shidduch or the person who ended the shidduch? What about if there's a middleman? So we were talking about a middleman. If there's a starter and finisher, does the middleman get anything? So is the emtsai significant? We saw various machlokos if the beginning is significant or the end. We saw machlokos between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about being masmech gula tefila. The ikar gula was during the day, but there was also gula at night. So the shaila is: do we give assign importance to the starter as well? Now we're talking about the middleman. So we're continuing based on the Birkas Aaron and Siman Tes Zayin. So he brings the Gemara in the Dharm and Aleph and Aleph. Gave a Gami Rebbe Tosrei Apilchso, and Rebbe would learn halachas in 13 different ways. Agmei le Rebbe Chia Shivmanon. He would teach Rebbe Chia 7 of the 13. The Sof Cholash Rebbe. The end. Rebbe got weak. He got sick. Hadir Rebbe Chia Kamei. Rebbe Chia Chazer. Hanu Shiva Apeid Agmei. The 7 ways that Rebbe taught him. He reminded him. But Shita Azdu. But 6 went because Rebbe never taught them. Avahu Katsra. There was a certain launderer. Hava Shmilei le Rebbe Dabagars. Look at Dabagars Lu. That when Rebbe learned the 13 ways, he used to listen. Also, Rabbi Chia v'gamri yason kamei katzra. Rabbi Chia went and learned from this kaveis these 6 panim. V'asa v'hadi yason kamei Rabbi, and then he taught them. He learned them in front of Rabbi. He reminded him of the other 6. Karav chazi le Rabbi le katzra. Rabbi saw this kaveis. Amar le Rabbi. Rabbi said to him, "Atal sisa oisi v'schia. You made me in Chia because you taught us as if you made us. Ikedamri hachi kamei le." Some say this is what he said to him, Ata sisas chia, you made chia. For chia asosi, and chia made me. So what's this Gemara telling us? What's so important? You made me in chia, or you made chia and chia made me? So the chavar, it's very important, because Rabbi Chia here was the middleman. The shaila is the middleman, get credit. So, according to the first Lashon, no. It was all the katzra. He was the one who brought the koveis, the katzra. He was the one who brought it back. And Rabbi Chia was just the middleman, so he doesn't even mention Rabbi Chia. He just says, you made me and Rabbi Chia. But according to the Ikadamri, what he meant was, no. What he said was that you made Chia and Chia made me, meaning we do give importance to the middleman, so therefore the middleman and a shidduch will get some of the money. The Sherry Kines Sagadol and Kolei Atamid O Samach Beis Nian Malachi Kolei Alimut Simen Shin Pei Hei, they say that the rule is that Hilchos HaKalishna Basra, and therefore the Halachas like Kalishna Basra, that the middleman is important. Another interesting Shaila by Schar Shatchanos is a maisa that came before Aharon Levin when he was a dayan in Risha, that there was a couple that had a shidduch, and then they broke up, and then after some time somebody else spoke to them and brought them back together, and they got married. And this person wanted to get the amount of the dowry that they used to give when you make a shidduch, a dowry. So he said, I made a new shidduch. So he says, the minhag in his medina, if you want to know the exact minhag, was to give 5% of every 100 of the dowry. If the sides are far from each other, more than 10 parcels, and half of this if they're in the same city. And he goes through what the various minhagim are, how much to give. Akopanim, he wanted his schar. And they said, you don't get so much because the shidduch was already made. It wasn't your idea. You just brought us back together. And they went to Beis Din, and it was paskin in favor of the tzadim. That you don't get full schar shatchanis here, you don't get full shatchanis geld. Just enough that you brought them back together. It was already there. This is not a new shidduch. What's the raya? It's not a new shidduch. Sukkah chav zayin amid beis. That v'shavin, everybody agrees. Shim nafla, that if the sukkah fell, shechoz v'bonos v'chol shalmoid, you're allowed to rebuild it on chol amoid. Pshita, why not? Mao the same hayach v'isi uvein l'shiva. You might think this is a new sukkah, and it's not a 7-day sukkah, so why build it? It has to be real l'shiva. Kamash malan. And Tosfos says, you know why it's not a chrisi? Because you built it with the same eitzim. So it's the same sukkah, so it's just a continuation of the previous sukkah. And here also, since this shidduch was already made bein atzdadim, it's not called a new shidduch. But the shadchan should get his full shadchanas geld, like he would get from a different shidduch. So that's a good raya. Nacharaya, Megillah, Beis Amid Beis, Mantepach Tzofim Amru. But the last letters, the Mem Nun, Mem Sofis, Nun Sofis, Zadis Vis Beis, Yuchos Sofis, were said by the Nevi'im, Frak the Gemara V'Tizbro, Frak Tziv Eila Mitzvah, Shein Eroi Yishol L'Chadish Dover Me'ata. There's Eila Mitzvah that a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish. Anything new. They couldn't have made it new. And for the Gemara, L'Shachor V'Chazim V'Yistum, no, it was forgotten, these letters, and then the Nevi'im brought them back. So that's not called a Chiddush. It says the Navi's not allowed to be Mechadesh. So the fact that since it was forgotten and they just brought it back, that's not called a Shidduch. So since this Shidduch was Misbatel, but it already existed before, it's not called a Shidduch Chadash. However, there's a ride the other way as well, from the Medrash Rabbah, Shmos Aleph Ches. It says Vayakam Melech Chadash. That very same pyro that was in the time of Yosef. That's the Melech Chadash. Why Chadash? They knocked him off for 3 months because he didn't want to listen to them to start up with the Jewish people, and then they brought him back. So it's mashma, that's something that was and stopped being and then was brought back. It's called Chadash. So he's called a Melech Chadash, even though he was already king. Then again, Ein Lamei Demei Agada. Another raya maybe is from Sotam and Gimel Amar Aleph, Hamachzer Gushasa, and Chozem Yerachem Mulchama, because it's not called an Isha Chadasha. He's only Machzir Grushasa, so it's not Isha Chadasha, so here also it's not called a Shidduch Chadash. Sotam Mem Gimel again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you build a house, Al Machono, Eino Chozer Mirochem Lacham, Rashi Sasrim Beno, Bemidah Rishon, and a Chozer Lav Chadash. If you just renovate your house, you rebuild it, it's not called a new house. So here also it's not called a new Shidduch. Then again, on Mem Dalet, it says that if you made a difference in the building, Hosef bo dimus echad, he is chozer. And she says that since he has some shinui begofa ba'ovi, in the height and the width, that's called a bayis chadash. So here also, if there's a new shidduch, and they have different conditions, so maybe it's called a new shidduch, just like the house is different, so too if the shidduch has different tanaim, then maybe it's called a new shidduch. But if it's mamish the same thing as before, then it can't be called new. Another reason that he doesn't get the full schar is because why do you give shachana's geld this amount anyway? The amount that was given is minug. It was the minug there. But this is a milsa de lo shchicha. It happens very rarely that something like this happens. So you can't say, oh, you have to give LP the minug. What minug? There's no minug. This never happens. So therefore the Beis Din says, figure out what his tircha is. Beis Din figures out what the tircha is. And you give him that much. Not the big bucks he would have gotten for regular shidduch. the Shailos and Shuvas Avnei Chayfetz, which was written by Hagon Rav Aaron Levin, the same author as the Birkas Aaron, he writes the following very, very fascinating sefer. I recommend it for anybody who likes interesting svarim. Very, very fascinating. Shuvas also very clear, easy to read, great bekiyas, great inyunim, shmak. Bedvar dvar Torah hashchich ben hashatchanim v'hamisarisim shechad hischi la'asot b'shiduch or b'sarsaros v'legomer einyan b'achar v'gomer. The famous din Torah you have between someone who started a shidduch or started some business deal and didn't finish it, and then somebody else was the finisher. So, do you give them, who do you give the maschil as much as the goymer? Or no? He didn't do anything. You just give the finisher. And if you give the starter, maybe you give him something. How much are you giving him? So he's Marich and Simon Chofches, and he writes his follows in Ekvar. Amarati ala mechkar b'zeh b'sifri birkas aron, Maimer tes zayin. That's the Maimer that we did in the beginning of this year and in the previous segment. Ve'yarti mezun v'komos, but now I have this shaila again. I'll bring some more rayas. Bavabasrin and Gimel Amid Beis, Amr B'nachem Rabbi Ravua, Bona Platrin, Gedoilim, B'nichse Agero, Barcha V'emelan, Vlossus Kona. My time, Akam Alivni Baal Mudapich. So if somebody builds a big palace in the Nechasim of Ager, there's no Yorshim, and then somebody else put up the doors, it's the latter person who's Kona. Why? Because the first one is just, he's just putting up the bricks. The Rashbam explains, because the Haschalas HaBinyan is in the Iker, it's the Gemar Binyan, the person who puts up the doors, he gets it. So it's a mashim from here that the Iker in every mice is the Gemar, and Haschal is nothing. So we can say also, in Sarsuris, being the middleman, Shatchanus, the Iker is the Gemar, and therefore he's only going to get the reward. On the other hand, you can learn the other way. Shabbos, Kuflamid Gimel Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan Mahalkitin as Hamila, you cut the tzitzin Hamakvin, those skins that are Ma'ake, the Kiyam of Bris Mila, and if you don't do it, your person's Anush Karis. You have to make sure that you do the proper Bris. Mani, I'm Rav Kahana Uman. Who gets the Anush Karis? Rav Kahana says it's the Moil that's Anush Karis. Because we're talking about when he did it on Shabbos, and since he wasn't a Kaim, the Mitzvah Kehilchasa, he gets Karis for making a Chabura Shalal Tzarech Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Maskifla, Rev Papa, Uman, why is he getting karis? Since he was mutter from to start doing the circumcision, Leimaluhu, let him say, Ana avdi palga de mitzvah, tun avdi su palga de mitzvah, I did half, you do half. So Rashi says that he started birshus, so why is he chayiv? He can just tell them, finish off the job. So you see that haschalas hamalacha counts, because if the haschal is nothing, then we understand why he should be chayef. But the Gemara's taina is no. If Papa says he say he can say I was a maschil. A maschil also has chashivas. So you see from here that the aschal has chashivas. So to a shatchin, the aschal will have chashivas. Another possible raya, getting involved on beis. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said to Vespasian, if you weren't king, you wouldn't have gotten Yerushalayim. Taisus says that Vespasian didn't get Yerushalayim. Titus did. And Taisus answers that since Aspanius started by sieging Yerushalayim 3 years, and there was a famine, it's as if we already got it. So it's mashma that a mice is mesiaches to the maschil, and therefore Vespasian was the maschil of kibush Yerushalayim. It's as if Yerushalayim was given in his hand. Another raya, Shabbos Tzadi Dalad Amid Beis, Hatole Simani Tuma. One is not allowed to pluck out Simanim of Tumas Tzaras. So the Gemara says that Hatoyle Simane Tumah, a person pulls out two Cyrus Levanos from Beheres, so he's over Beloisase, Visham Beneget Saras. What about one of two? He's also Chayv, because there's no more Saras. Not allowed to do that. What about Achas Mishalosh? What about if there are three hairs? So he's Chayv then. Nachman Amar Chayv, Rav Sheish Amar Patur. Nachman Amar Chayv, Dahani Maisav. Nachman says he's Chayv, he pulls one of three, because what he did is effective, in that the Mitshkel Mishtakla Chadach Risa Zla Tuma. That if one more hair is taken, then the Tuma goes away. So he was Mevatel the Tuma. Rav Sheish says Patur, because Hashtam Mias Ha'isa La Tuma. He's Patur, because now there is Tuma. And therefore you can't be Mechayiv in Malkus. So look at Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that the Maschil has Chashivus, because if somebody else comes and pulls out one more hair, then that will have been Matara, this person, and then his original act also had Chashivus. However, according to Rav Sheshes, we can say that now he didn't do anything. The maschil is nothing, because the maschil didn't do anything. And who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rav Sheshes. So therefore, according to this, when it comes to the Shadchanis, the maschil isn't going to get anything. What's interesting to note is that Rav Nachman says in Maseches Shabbos that there is chashivas to the starter, because he says that the person's chayev if he pulls out one of three hairs, because afterwards a person pulls out one more, he'll be tar, and that's an isser of Yisham Rav Neged Saras. However, in Bava Basra, this very self-same Rav Nachman said the name Rabbi Barabua, that the maschil doesn't have chashivus, because you give the nechas to the person who put up the doors, not to the person who built the palace. So you see, he only gives chashivus to the end. So you have to say that in the Seches Bava Basra, he was saying it in the name of Rabbi Baravua, but he himself didn't hold of it. Interesting chiddush, interesting ha'ara, saying you from Sheshes Samei Bereshes, who made this ha'ara until the Birkas Aaron, Kishmak, until the Avnei Chafetz. Chagiga Yerbeiz Amar Aleph Kitanoi Or Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon Adin Tzoyfa Ma'abibam Misoyfa Olam Atzoyfa. The light that God created on the first day, man looks from the beginning of the world to the end. Ivi Rebbe Yaakov Chum Omrim Heinei Namor Shinivri B'Olam B'Yom Rishon V'Lo Nitzla Ad Yom Revi. Chum say no, that's the light that was created on the first day but wasn't put up there until the fourth day. The Machlekes is the Rebbe Yaakov holds that the light that was created on the first day, that's not the Ma'oros, that was on the fourth day. This is a special light that was put away. Chum hold no, the light that was on the first day, or the light that was put up on the fourth day. L'choira, their machlokas is an archakira. Does your miyachis the pula to the maschil or only to the gomer? Rav Yaakov holds that a pula is misyachis unto the maschil. And therefore you can't say that the light that was made on the first day is the same light as the fourth day, because why does the Torah say the Mbriyas Ma'oros was on the fourth day? Yimoros Brikia Shemaim is the fourth day. That was the Bria. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov holds that the Maoros that were created on the fourth day were different Maoros, because the beginning does have Chashivas. If it's related only to the fourth day, it must be completely new light on the fourth day, and the light of the first day was put away. But Chachamim may hold that the Haskalas HaMaisa has no value, and the Iker is the Gemar. And therefore, you can say that the light that was created And the first day was the same light as the fourth day, and the first day wasn't given credit because we don't give chashivas to the haschala. Psachim, kufches, amid aleph. There are two lashonas according to Rav Nachman. According to one lashon, Rav Nachman holds that the first two kosas don't require the first two kosas require a seba, because now the acheres is beginning. According to the other lashon, he says no. The latter two kosas require a seva because now is the actual cheres, but not the two first two, because then you're still saying avodim ayinu. So lechayra, this is machlokas and how you whether you give chashivas to the haschala. Lishna Kama says that the haschala sapula has chashivas, and therefore you already do haseva. You already recline in the first two kosas, the beginning of the cheres. The Lishna Basra holds no, that the ascholas hapula has no chashivas, and therefore you only do haseva on the last two kosas. So what's interesting to note is that we're talking here about the sheet of Rav Nachman. Now, Rav Nachman, we have two lishonos. Is Rav Nachman machshiv the haschala, or is he not machshiv the haschala? So we brought the Gemara in Shabbos that Rav Nachman is machshiv the haschala, and therefore he holds a person chayav for pulling out one of the three hairs. So in Shabbos he's machshiv the haschala. In Bava Basra, he's not machshiv the haschala. He says in the name of Rabba Baravua, it's only the person who puts up the doors, because the haschala doesn't have chashivas. And that's the machlokes between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Kama, Rav Nachman holds l'shitaso that haschala samaisa has the chashivas, like he says in his own name in Maseches Shabbos. However, the Lashon HaBasra holds that Rav Nachman changed his mind. He adopted the view of Rabba Bar Bar Chana in Maseches Bava Basra, Rabba Bar Avua, excuse me, in Maseches Bava Basra, and he holds that only the Sof has Chashivas, but the Haschala doesn't have Chashivas. So that's a Hashara Nechbada. Again, these are who's saying over these Chedushim. This is Mamish Chedushim Mechudashim, Kishmak. So according again to the Lashna Basra, that he says to do reclining in the last two kosas, that would be because he holds that Rabba Baravu is correct, and you have to give chashivas to the end, but not to the beginning. Another dimion for our Chakira, Megillah Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Rabba says, why is Geula in the seventh bracha? Ay Geula, the Gaul Yisrael should be the seventh bracha. Geula is going to be Motzei Shviyas. Ben David Ba is coming Motzei Shviyas this year in Mitzvah Shem. Shviyas Milchamas, says the Gemara. And Milchamas is Atchalta de Geula. So even though the Gemara Geula is going to be B'motzei Shviyas, but since the Aschalas HaGeula is B'Shviyas, therefore you say Gaul Yisrael in the seventh bracha. So you see that the Aschala has Chashivas. Slach and Psachim, Peyam and Aleph is Meir Chiddush, that even though Hazah is not the Eichas Shabbos because it's Metaken, when you do the Hazah on the person, you sprinkle. To be Metaher the person, it's Mesaken. So that's only Hazah Shvi, but Hazah Shlishi is the Eichas Shabbos, because Hazah Shlishi in the third, you sprinkle the waters in the third and seventh day of the Paraduma. So on the third day it's not Metaken yet, because Hazoas Shlishi, he isn't yet tar from his Tumah. And there's no tikkun, because after the zayi is still tame. So that really depends on our chakira. Is the tzlach correct? And that hazah is not metakein is only the seventh day, but not the third day. If you hold as chalas hamayis as chashivus, then on the third day he's also, that's a chalas atayra. But if you hold that the seventh day, but you hold that schol doesn't have chashivas, then the true mitakein is only on the seventh day. And with this, we can understand the Gemara in Pesachim and Samech Tes Amar Aleph. V'azah my time lo dachi Shabbos. Why is hazah not Docha Shabbos? Amar Rabba Gzeira Hashem Yitlenu V'yavarenu Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim. Because a person might carry four Amos Brishus HaRabim, we have to understand Hazah B'Shabbos has an Isser of Metaken Gavra. So why did Rabba not like the reason of Metaken, and instead he chapped the reason of Yavarenu Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim? Metaken is better, because there's an Isser B'Guf Maisa Hazah Hashem Ken Shem Yavirenu. There there's no Isser B'Maisa Hazah Atzma. It's a mitam gzeira tzaser. It's better to say the reason because of hazah atzma. So shofar and lulav, you can say it's shemi avi renu because there's no inyan of mitakein. But hazah, there's mitakein. So why did Rabbi not like mitakein? Instead he went for shemi avi renu. So it could be that the reason is that he holds that the hascholas hamais isn't considered anything. The ikar is the gemar. And therefore, if he would have said that the reason that Hazah is also on Shabbos is because of Mitakein, that would have been Dafka on the seventh day. Then it would have been Mitakein. But on the third day, it's not Mitakein, like we suggested before. The Tzlach. That's only Haschalas Hatayra and Haschalas Lav Klum. And there's no Isser on Shabbos. And therefore, he chapped the reason of Yavi Renu. That applies to the third and the seventh day. And manich bedu advarim elu. Now with this we can be miyashiv Rashi in Pesachim, who writes in Dibur Maschil Hazah that Hazah is not docha Shabbos because mechze kimitakein gavra. It looks mischazik kimitakein gavra. Looks like you're being attacking the person. That's why Hazah is not docha Shabbos, and it's very tamua because the Gemara in Samech Tes, Rabbi says. That Hazah is not Docha Shabbos because of Gzeira Shema Yitlenu V'Yavrenu Abraham Shus HaRabim. The Baruch Chadash and Pesachim talks about this. Based on what we said, we can answer that Rashi learned that only Rabba Lishitaso, that Haschalos HaMaisa considered anything, and the Iker is the Gemar, so he didn't want to say that the reason is because of Mitakein. Because then, only the seventh day is going to be Aser, and not the third day. That's only the Haschala. So he came on to the reason of Shemi Avirenu. But Liba de Emes, that we hold that Haschala Samaisa has Chashivus, say Nachinami. Even if you hold the reason is Metakin, it's going to be Asher on the third day also. Because the third day is also Metakin, it's also Haschala Hatayra. And it's an even better reason, because here it's an Isser in the Gufa Maisa, as opposed to just being Zera, what you might do. It's an Isser Gufo to do Hazah. And concludes the Avnei Chayfetz, as a good posek does, and he writes, Uledina, what's la halacha? Imagia la maskil chelik aschar shadchanus usasorot. Does the maskil get part of the shadchanus geld, or sarsaris geld, being the middleman of a deal, of an apartment? So kvar kasafti b'sifri sham shminig l'chalik aschar shalosh chalokim. The minig is to split it up three thirds. A third to the starter, a third to the middleman, a third to the finisher. However, it would seem that you shouldn't give the middleman a third unless the maschil is in the goymer. But if the maschil was also the goymer and there was somebody in the middle, you could say he doesn't get a third. Since the maschil was the goymer, even though it stopped in the middle when it continued, so the beginning connected to the end, and it's like he did it all with Shlemus. And that would stem with what we learned earlier in the shiur, that something that stopped and then started again, it's like it goes back to the beginning. The person who brought the couple back together, he's not going to get regular schar shatchanas, because he's just bringing them back to the beginning. So the gemar is mischaber to the beginning. And therefore, the emsai is not going to get the schar, his full third, but he'll get the schar tircha, give him something. Like we find in Shulchan Aruch, where it's Samach Dalet, Sif Dalet in the Ramah, that if someone does his friend a favor, he can't say, you did it for free. Since I didn't ask you, you have to give him his reward. So here also, you got to give the middleman something. Akoponim, I think this is a very interesting discussion that we had about beginnings and ends in Shatranes Geld. And we should all be zoche to make shiduchim, not for the money, but for the mitzvah, and for the schus of bringing two people together. And that schus, we should be zoche b'karv mamish, to the bringing together of the sons and the fathers, v'heshiv le'vavos al-banim, le'vavonim al-avosam, v'viyaz go'ol tzedek, meher v'yameinu, amein, v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.